It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central on this wintry day. Christmas just 9 days away. You can tell it looks like Christmas out there. I like this kind of snow. Not a huge amount of snow, but just a little bit of snow. You get in the Christmas spirit, all festive and everything, listening to the Christmas music. And it's going to be like 50 degrees tomorrow. That's going to be awesome, though. All righty. We have got a bunch to discuss. I got a lot of feelings on this stuff today, folks. 946-0435, all right? Steelers lost to the Eagles yesterday. Really wasn't a tremendously competitive game. I'm going to get into that some today, but not a lot. We'll break it all down on our Black and Gold Breakdown show tomorrow. We got a lot of Penn State and college football stuff to dive into today. All right, so I was getting ready for bed last night. Well, not getting ready for bed, but it was kind of later last night, ate something. And I do the morning sports reports for all the Leitner stations. So the last thing I do before I go to bed every night is I search what kind of news is out there and, do my recording and everything. And obviously was going to lead with the Steelers and the Eagles. And then shortly after 8 o'clock or so, kind of the word breaks that Penn State backup quarterback Bo Prabula is transferring and leaving the football team immediately, thereby making him ineligible to play in the college football playoff. Now, that's the bad news. Good news happened today, kind of based on what we thought last night from Bo Prabula. Drew Aller announced today that he is returning for another season at Penn State. So Drew Aller will be back next year. You had to figure that Bo Prabula kind of knew that. So that, you know, if Bo was going to be the starter, if Drew was going to go turn pro and Bo could be the starter next year, have a chance to be the starter, he probably wouldn't be going anywhere. You would think anyway. But the good news is Drew Aller will be back next year. That's a significant, significant component for what we can expect from Penn State next year. But this thing about having your backup quarterback need to transfer before the college football playoff is a bunch of bleepity bleep stuff that I really can't even say on the radio. No, Bo Prabula is not abandoning his team. Bo Prabula was forced into what he called an impossible decision. Because the transfer portal in college football, listen to this. Who are the geniuses that came up with this? The transfer portal in college football closes December 28th. Penn State has a playoff game on December 21st coming up this Saturday. The transfer portal closes December 28th. Now, you can make a case that Bo could have stuck around and played one game. You know, quite frankly, it's better for him, for the team, if you're going to make this decision, if you think you're going to win the first game, let the team get prepared with Ethan Gronkmeyer, the third-string quarterback. He'll be Drew Aller's backup for the playoff. But he had to make a decision by December 28th because that's when the transfer portal closes. This is so screwed up. This whole thing is so unbelievably screwed up that you are in a playoff with a chance to win the national championship, but the way your sport is set up, your backup quarterback in a lot of ways has no choice but to leave if he wants to transfer and to leave now. because the portal closes on December 28th, because these are still, wink, wink, student athletes who are students at universities. And so you've got academic schedules that have to be met and guidelines and timelines and all those things. So you have a team that's going into a playoff with a legitimate chance to win a national championship. I don't think Penn State's going to win a national championship, but I think on any given day, Penn State could beat any team, even an Oregon or an Ohio State or a Georgia, under all things considered. And in spite of that, the backup quarterback, because the starter is going to be back next year, and Bo Prabula's got to make a business decision for his career, and he's going to go out and he's going to get a lot of money. Bo Prabula's probably going to get $1 million to transfer. That's awesome. And we're not feeling sad for Bo Prabula. I wish nothing but the best for the guy. He's a really good guy, great leader. You'll hear what James Franklin has to say about him in just a second. But this is how screwed up college football is, that a team that has a chance to win a national championship has to see a key player. Bo Prabula is a part of the offense, not a gigantic part of the offense, but he's part of what they do. They put him on the field a number of plays per game. If something happens to Drew, Bo's the guy. But because of the dates, the timelines, all of those kinds of things, this sport, quite frankly, is run by idiots. If it's being run by anybody. Here's what James Franklin had to say today.
Let me first talk about Bo. Bo Prabula has been a phenomenal teammate, has been a big reason why we are where we are right now. Parents, awesome. High school coach, awesome. Being a backup quarterback is not an easy thing to do with, and he never approached it that way. Had so much confidence on our team based on how he went about his business and prepared like a starter again, which is something we talk about all the time, but it's easier said than done. He also, in my opinion, he's a man's man. Like, came into my office, had multiple conversations with me about this process. We talked last week, had no intentions of leaving. But we got problems in college football. And I can give you my word, Bo Prabula did not want to leave our program. And he did not want to leave our program until the end of the season. But the way the portal is, and the timing of it, and the way our team is playing, and when you play the position of quarterback and there's only one spot, and those spots are filling up, he felt like he was put in a no-win situation.
All right, so interesting that Bo did not plan to leave. But again, I'm not going to feel sorry for Bo Prabula in this situation. He's going to go land somewhere. He's going to get a lot of money. So good for him. But you heard James Franklin say, we got problems. And there's another clip that I'll try to get to here in a minute where he talks about who's in charge in college football. Who's running college football? I think James and some other coaches have talked in the past about you need a commissioner or something like a commissioner to run college football. But they don't have that. We got Jason on the line. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad. So I was thinking about, you know, with the transfer portal, and imagine Bo Prabula stays on the team, but because imagine the transfer portal is later in the year. Let's say it's later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he stays on the team and he transfers to another school that just so happens to be the school Penn State's playing on, like, January 20th for the national championship.
Right, how about that?
Like that could actually happen in this mess that we are, you know. And then he has these, but he's playing and he's still playing for Penn State. But his professor's not going to let him out of class to go to the national championship game to play for the other team.
I had not thought about that, but yeah, what if he transfers to Georgia? And he's at Georgia for the national semifinal, giving Kirby Smart all of Penn State's offensive signals.
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous,
like,
man.
I mean, and it's like nobody thought through how this could work with, oh, we're going to be playing meaningful, now that the games are meaningful, you know, before when it was, you know, okay, it's an exhibition game that we call the Orange Bowl, you know, and players are opting out anyway. But now that they're meaningful, and you still have to determine whether or not whether you're going to the transfer portal today, it's like a clown show.
I couldn't agree with you more. Bad businessmen, bad leaders, just jump into things without doing their research and trying to realize ramifications, repercussions, those kinds of things. That's what's happened with college football. All of this has happened so quickly in the last 3 to 4 years that there's no way there's been enough time for smart people to sit in a room and figure out, like, exactly what you just said. Hey, if we're going to play a playoff game on December 21st and playoff games in early January, what happens if we close the portal? What's going to happen? Do you think that was really vetted out all that much? If it was, then the idiots didn't come up with any type of solutions or anything.
No, and I don't think it was, because the idiots, they didn't want to make this change to begin with. They were, you know, sticking their feet in the ground. It's college football, student athletes. These kids will never be able to leave. They have to stay at the school they committed to from the beginning. We're never paying them. And then the court said, but you have to. And their backup plan was, whatever, they throw their hands in the air, and they're like, these are the rules we made.
Yeah.
And so the answer is no, they obviously didn't think through it, because they were always just so against any amount of changes that could have prevented any of this from happening. Don't worry, I'm sure they'll all still get paid.
Yeah, they'll get paid. Again, I'm not feeling sorry for the players or anything like that here. Coaches are getting paid, players.
I'm talking about the idiots making the decision. They're still going to get paid.
It's just, look, I don't want to come in here every day and just gripe about things. I griped all day Friday about the money that athletes are getting and how it's hard to be a sports fan. I realize I don't want to pee on the party here for everybody. But all of this stuff makes it more and more and more difficult to care and follow and be a fan of these sports. College sports are run by idiots now, and there's so much nonsense that, you know, fans have long been left behind. Even though fans are the ones paying for all this, footing the bill, buying the tickets, paying for the TV stuff and everything, and yet the sport just finds a way to betray fans over and over and over and over. And this is just another example.
Yep, that's about it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. 946-0435 if you want to join us. I will say this before I take the next call, that, you know, I know there are academic components in place and kids feel like they've got to make decisions so that they can be at their new school on the first day of the spring semester, not miss any time with their new teammates and coaches. You don't want to fall behind when workouts or anything like that, because, say, you know, Bo Prabil is going to go somewhere, and he's going to be competing. I'm guaranteed a starting spot anywhere, most likely. He's going to have to go compete. So what do you do when you're going to compete? You show up on time. You do every single thing that you possibly can. And that's how you know, try to succeed in the future. But shouldn't there be common sense here? Shouldn't there be a level of, okay, we're going to let you enroll a week or two later. The schools have to get involved and say, don't worry about it. The coaches have to say, don't worry about it. But then again, the other part of this is, what if Bo goes out and plays and gets hurt? If Bo Prabula can go get $1 million to transfer, but he goes and gets hurt in the college football playoff, now he loses his $1 million, and he's still a backup at Penn State. Business decisions. Look, I don't have answers here. I'm just griping at the wind, really. I'm just throwing a bunch of gripes in the air. I'm not smart enough to figure out the answer to this. I'm not. I'm a pretty smart guy. I think outside the box a lot. But I don't get paid. I don't have a full-time job trying to figure out the messes of college football. But some people do. Some people get paid, and it's their job and their responsibility to figure things out in college football. Those people have failed the sport. And look, I'm not even going to say they failed the players or the coaches, because they're getting their money. They've failed the sport, and they failed you, the fans. Clarkster, what's up, man? How you doing?
How about them birds? But that's tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to run it. They're trying to run college football, and they don't realize what they've opened a can of worms is to basically have junior professional football. And fans still think that these kids somehow are tangentially connected to the school.
You cannot have this system and expect kids to go to school. When are we going to come to that realization?
Well, okay, it would be a happens. They used to call, if you had a run-in with a celebrity, it was a sighting. That's basically what you've done now with college football.
Hang on, but my point is they have got to separate the student-athlete element out of this. It is preposterous to think that we can have typical student athletes in an environment now where you're getting millions of dollars to play college football. They are professional athletes. They've got to come up with a business model and a system to treat it that way.
And the hedge funds will get involved in it. Or the Arabs will buy the tour or whatever. It's morphed into something that basically the school will sell the rights to use their name, to use their facilities, to use their stadiums.
Well, then let's get to it then. Let's get to it then. That's inevitable. That is inevitable. So let's stop farting around, playing a charade like this is still amateur sports, student athletes.
Yeah.
Tradition or success with honor, great GPAs, and all of this bull crap. These are professional athletes with contracts to play sports, with billions of dollars in contracts for TV networks to broadcast sports, with coaches making outrageous amounts of money.
I saw the offer
just
sheet.
Forget about if we're going to go down this path, which we clearly are, we can't turn the car around now. Then just blow everything up. But you can to have a system. Could you imagine if Patrick Mahomes just all of a sudden leaves the Chiefs right now and goes and joins the Lions? Or if Russell Wilson just decides to transfer on his own and leaves the Steelers to go somewhere? I mean, look, I know trades and everything can happen, but this is preposterous. You're entering your championship round, and you got guys leaving teams. Come on.
Now, I can't imagine that we won't hear more that are doing this.
SMU's backup quarterback has already entered the portal. SMU's guy, his name's Stone Preston or Preston Stone, one of those two. He's already announced he's entering the portal. He lost the starting job earlier this year.
You basically have entertainers in residence, and they're being, you know, the thing that it looks like, the NIL, they're being paid by what used to be called dirty money, under-the-table money, and the school is raising money to pay these NILs, and they're not really paying it. I mean, this is so mixed up, it's beyond comprehension. And where it's going to go, I mean, I think it's going to lead to some sort of resentment of college athletics. And, you know, they say some things can't happen. But
that's an interesting point. You're talking about from fans, right?
Yes.
You know, do you know how many people, by the way, that SMU quarterback's name's Preston Stone. He's entered the transfer portal. He's actually staying at SMU through the playoff. Now, their playoff is going to be one and done. Most likely they're going to lose to Penn State.
Well,
but your point about resentment, do you know how many people, I've been pretty critical on Twitter at times over the last few weeks about how you know, all these teams that don't really deserve to be in playoffs are in playoffs. And I've had a bunch of people come back to me, Clarkster, and say, this has been the best season ever of college football. So I'm kind of with you with regards to the resentment. I resent it. You resent it. We're old people. Our opinions are a dime a dozen.
Well, when colleges are having the problem with the demographics, the relevance of college, and what they're charging tuition-wise, I don't know why there isn't a blowback on all this.
Well, because I think younger people like it. Again, that's my point. I think younger people, I saw dozens of people respond to messages I put on Twitter. This is the greatest college football season ever. Greatest college football.
That's because you're having a 12-team playoff final.
Exactly, more teams were involved. I got to step away for a quick break. Good call. We had Dave on the line there. Dave, give me a call back. I'll get you on the other side of the commercial break here.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips and snacks for your party, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks. From Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
I want to be in a good mood. I was driving around today listening to all the Christmas music and seeing the snowfall. I want to be in a good mood. We've got Steelers-Eagles yesterday. That was a fun game, even though the Steelers got pounded. We got Penn State at home Saturday. College football playoff. That's going to be fun. I got Christmas next week. I want to be in a good mood. I don't want to come in here and complain about things. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I can be negative. I can be critical, obviously, if I disagree with things. I hate being around people that complain all the time. And if you're out there laughing, Geiger, you're so hypocritical. You complain all. I really don't. I really don't. I try to be, unless it's about the Pirates. I will complain about the Pirates 100% of the time. I'll complain about Mike Tomlin a lot. I'll complain about James Fry. I really don't complain a lot in my real life. I get mad at my wife a lot because she gets home after a long day of work. First thing she wants to do is complain about something. I'm like, hey, let's try to be positive. I really try to be a positive person. I want to talk about good things, cool things, fun things. And then idiots ruin things for me. The idiots in charge of college football just ruin stuff. The whole Bo Prabula scenario. Now, look, I will say I do have some unanswered questions about all the timing. So Bo Prabula is entering the transfer portal and won't be playing for Penn State in the college football playoff. SMU's backup quarterback, Preston Stone, is entering the transfer portal. He is playing in the college football playoff. So, couldn't Bo still play at least this week? He has till December 28th. Okay, could he not play this week? But then you get into the business elements of all of this stuff. If you're going to transfer, if you're Bo Prabula and you're going to transfer, and you think you can go get $500,000, $800,000 somewhere next year, whatever you think you can get, you're making a business decision for your life. And could we be critical of him not wanting to stay for one game in the playoff? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go down that path because to me, he let James Franklin know last week after initially saying he didn't think he was going to leave, and then he decided he is going to leave. This allows the coaches to go ahead and get Ethan Grunkmeyer the kind of reps and things he needs to be the backup to Drew Aller. And again, the good news today, let's start to do this. The good news today, if you're a Penn State fan, is Drew Aller's coming back next year. So you got your quarterback back next year. We'll see how that impacts everything else. Maybe they can find some wide receivers. Tyler Warren's going to be gone, so we'll see how that goes. But I don't begrudge Prabula for, that's a tough thing to say, begrudge Prabula. Say that fast 10 times. Begrudge Prabula. I don't begrudge Prabula for deciding to leave if he feels like he's got to protect his body, He probably thinks Penn State's going to beat SMU anyway. Don't go out and risk it. Go ahead and leave. Prepare yourself for the process of finding another team. See if you can make, see what kind of money you can make. See what kind of offers are out there. That's life, man. So I don't really necessarily feel sorry for him. He's going to make more money in his transfer than you and I are going to make in a decade. Probably. All right. So he's going to make money. But the way this whole thing works out is, can you not have a system in place that allows these athletes to play in your championship playoff and then make decisions? Well, clearly, you're playing for a college, you go to class, you're a student, finals are like this week. The semester will start at other schools here in a couple weeks. These schools are going to want these kids on campus. You be part of their team, winter workouts, all those things. But you can't have a system in place that allows the kids to stay with their team to try to win a national championship. It's Clarkster brought up, you know, he thinks resentment is going to set in place. I already resent college football in a lot of ways. It's still a great sport, but in terms of the nonsense in the sport, it's at an all-time high. All right, Dave in Hollidaysburg. Thanks for calling back, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Well, you got to understand, Bill Pivillo is in a situation. He has to make a business decision.
Yep.
And I understand, you know, the win one for the Gipper, college football, that's my school, blue and white, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not the world that these semi-pro athletes live in. They have to make a decision for their job, which is playing college football. And you cannot, I know they're fans saying, well, it was a classless act, whatever the case may be. The guy is making a decision for his future. You can't criticize him. It may be a bad decision. It may be a good decision. That's up to him to decide between him and the coaches. And you can't fault him for doing what's in his best interest. And with some of the money these kids are going to be making, some extent their families are making with them. I mean, the kid that's coming from high school, $10.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you turn that down even though you've committed to another school? You know, he's got to be able to make those types of decisions. Again, I think that what is going to have to happen in terms of making some logical decision-making process is the Big Ten and the SEC are going to have to get together and decide that they are a separate entity from college athletics and treat it like a business and sell it like a business. And like Clarkster was saying about how they're going to use the facilities and the brand of the various colleges and reimburse the colleges for those trademark privileges.
Do you think, again, that kind of gets to the crux of it. Do you think, again, I'm talking specifically football and basketball. I'm not talking volleyball and women's basketball. I'm talking football and men's basketball. Do you think they should have to go to class?
I doubt whether their classes are selected for them what was it? Cardale Jones saying we're talking practice?
We ain't come here to play school. We ain't come here to play school. He won a national championship,
right,
by the way.
right. Now I will say there's some, you know, the second string defensive tackle, whatever the case may be, you give them an option. If they want to pursue a degree, they can pursue it through the college or the university.
Yeah, right.
And the university will pay for it, or the team, football team, will pay for it. That'll be a fringe benefit for some of those players who aren't going to go on to college or want to have the backup plan in case they get hurt. Because, you know, that maybe they blow out their knee or whatever the case may be and made a bad decision. But at least this way, they'll be protected. They'll be able to go to class, get the engineering degree or the, you know, math degree or business degree or whatever the case may be. And that way they get what they want of it while the kid who's coming in from high school making $10.5 million doesn't have to worry about that. And he can go play football.
Can I throw out like a bonkers scenario here? I don't know if this would be legal or whatever, if there's real. Let me just throw out a scenario here. Say you're Boise State, and you want to give Bo Prabula $1 million to come right now.
Right at this moment.
Right at this moment. We're going to give you $1 million. That's your – now, Boise wouldn't do it because they wouldn't have that kind of money. But Georgia – you know, what if you're Georgia? But I'm saying Boise for next week. What if Boise wanted to give him $1 million to come in so that they could get a full week prep and pick his brain nonstop 24/7 for a week? Could you imagine something crazy like that? But because that's – I don't know what would prevent that kind of nonsense.
Doesn't SMU, isn't it the school with all the money, the Dallas money?
Yeah, SMU's got a lot of money. It's too late in the process for SMU, but that's why I said Boise, because Boise's still a couple weeks away.
Right.
But Georgia, and Georgia, right. Georgia wouldn't need Bo Prabula. Georgia's got recruiting quarterbacks left and right. But what if Georgia wants to pay $1 million to Bo to come in and get every bit of insight on Penn State football for that national semifinal maybe?
Well, let me throw this. As opposed to Georgia, let's say it's Ohio State would pay him. Basically, you're going to be the third string quarterback, but you're going to lay out all the plans of Penn State, all the plays, everything else that he knows.
Well, Ohio State probably
wrong in the process.
Ohio State probably figures they can beat Penn State anyway. But that's why I throw out Boise. And Boise, I don't think has that kind of money. But Boise's
Ohio State would.
Ohio State would. Yeah. But they probably figured
it's a chump change for Ohio State.
Yeah,
so
maybe
why
so.
Wouldn't you offer it to them, saying basically, yeah, you want to throw a pass or two in the game, that's fine. But what we want is what you know.
Yeah, could you imagine? You made some now. Bo loves Penn State. Could you imagine? You got some disgruntled guy, some guy who was benched and is looking for some payback. I could absolutely see that kind of thing happening somewhere. That's crazy.
What about the kid who was thrown into the Iowa, what was it, the Iowa game?
Taequann Roberson, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he feel like he got almost the short end of the stick?
He still played. I mean, he got granted another year of eligibility somewhere. I think he's still playing. Yeah. That Iowa game seems like 10 years ago, man.
But I just think it's going to be up to the SEC and the Big Ten to recognize we're a business and we need a business manager, not a college professor, an athletic director, or somebody that played football.
A commissioner.
You need in the university.
You need a commissioner.
Need somebody with business knowledge, somebody who, you know, works for some major corporation and comes in and says, okay, boys, we're going to run this like a business.
Yep, that's
right. We're going to make it advantageous for the college athletes and to some extent, make it a better sport, because right now, as all the coaches say, it's the wild, wild west.
Thanks, Dave. Good stuff. Appreciate it. That is going to happen. There will be, at some point, a college football commissioner. The fact that there's not right now is kind of crazy, because college football is probably the third biggest sport in this country behind the NFL and the NBA. Major League Baseball has a commissioner. Hockey has a commissioner. These professional sports have a commissioner. There's no commissioner in college football. There's nobody at the top who's in charge of trying to look out for everybody's best interest. Now, you can say that the commissioner, some of these other sports, they're primarily interested in helping out the owners more so than the players. And that could be a problem. So say you get a commissioner in college football. Who is he going to work for? Is he going to work for the schools and the conferences and the TV networks? Or is he going to work for the players? That's a potential problem at some point. Looks like we got Jay and Saxton. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, all right. You just kind of touched on a lot of the things I wanted to bring up. The capacity that they would be involved with the team they're transferring to.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, Ashton from Boise State could go to Ohio State and change the entire the entire tournament.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, that this doesn't make sense. Is it confirmed that they are allowed to play?
I'm not 100% sure. I think they could. I think you could transfer now and play in a game in January. I don't know if you – I don't know because the current semester – maybe it has to do with the current semester at your school is still going on. I don't know that. I'm going to try to find out. But, yeah, I could – yeah.
I get why they have dates where they are and everything, but there has to be more you know, red tape around certain – you know, like you can't actually take part in the school's anything until after the season's over. I don't know if they can play. Like I said, if he went to Ohio State, I'd almost guarantee they win.
I would not be surprised at all if that is. I'm going to try to find out if that's possible. But if a player enters the portal and moves to another school before that school plays in their bowl game, they're eligible to play. The only thing that would stop a kid from playing in a bowl would be academic ineligibility or an NCAA suspension. So from what I can gather, just on a quick research, is that, yes, they could.
Or at least two regular season games.
Yeah.
You know, to legitimize it a little bit. Like, you know, they didn't just buy a title. They didn't pull a Yankee card or something, you know?
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it, man. We'll take a break and take some more calls after this.
We continue our look at the top 16 playoff drivers of the 2024 NASCAR racing season. And coming in at number 11 is Austin Cindric, who racked up a win, 4 top 5s, 7 top 10s, 4 stage wins, all while leading 256 laps.
Yeah, no, it's definitely important, you know, for us to be able to not just win, but also be competitive at all types of racetracks. And obviously the win at Gateway, obviously a lot of things happened at the end of the race, but, you know, we led almost, I don't know if we led the most laps or second most laps, but led a lot of the race. We're in position to win or fight for the win, you know, pretty much since the drop of the green flag. So it was exceptionally complete weekend for us as a group. Definitely an outlier at that point in the season for us as far as that performance. But I think what it really did for us is it set the ceiling. I feel like some groups, drivers, teams, you know, that ceiling isn't that high, you know, and obviously we have the equipment and the race team to be able to do it, but for us to set the ceiling that early and know, hey, if we have the performance one way or the other, we're able to make the most of it. So I think that was a great thing for us to be able to take advantage of early on in the year and prove to ourselves that we can do.
Austin's one win came at the 15th race of the season at Gateway to lock himself in to the playoffs. That's our look at the number 11 driver of the 2024 NASCAR racing season, Austin Cindric. Up next is number 10 on the final lap.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text SPARK to 424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 42424. That's SPARK to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
The holidays are here, a time when family surrounds the dinner table and warm memories are created. Mel and Chris at Kepner's Grandview Meats help you to create the perfect Christmas table, rib roast centerpiece, fillets, tenderloin roast, or how about a beautiful standing rib roast? Mel, Chris, and their family wish you and your family the warmest holiday season. Follow the old paths to Kepner's Grandview Meats. Hank FM.
Hi, welcome back. Sports Central brought to you every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Good folks out at J.M. Boswell, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Stop on by. They're about closed here, coming up in about 10 minutes. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday. Actually, they're not open today. 9 to 4 on Saturday. So stop on by tomorrow. Say hello. Tell J.M. Boswell you heard us talking about him on Sports Central. We appreciate their sponsorship each and every day of the show. Our number is 946-0435. 946-0435 if you want to join us. Some good discussion today. Again, I want to kind of get back to some good news here, and that's that Drew Aller is going to be returning to Penn State next year. Now, the reports are that Drew makes about $800,000 in NIL this year. I think that figure is probably a little low, but that's the figure that's kind of been floated publicly. Why would Drew Aller come back to Penn State? Well, I got to figure he could be in line on an NIL deal. $3 million? Can Penn State come up with $3 million for a quarterback? What would you think? I think three is probably a little high. I think probably more in the neighborhood of two. Again, that's if he's only making If he's making 800 grand this year, which I think could be low. If he were to leave, if Drew Aller were to leave, I think somebody would pay him, to be perfectly honest with you, even though I think he is maddening at times. If Drew Aller were to leave Penn State and go someplace for 1 year next year, I think somebody would pay him $5 million. Some team that figures they've got everything in place, Ohio State. Dude's from Ohio. I think Drew on the open market, some crazy team. Hell, the Mets just gave Juan Soto $750 million. There's crazy teams out there. But Drew loves Penn State. He's going to stay. What's he going to get next year? I'd say at least two, maybe two and a half. Okay. Is he a first-round NFL pick? Probably not this year. He had a good year, made a lot of progress. What if he comes back next year and is just crushes it? I'm not sure that he will. In fact, my guess is that he won't, because Penn State's still going to have wide receiver issues. Tyler Warren's going to be gone. But Drew's going to get a couple million for next year. That's game-changing money to allow guys who think that they're going to be second, third, fourth rounders to stick around, try to come back. Because if Drew has a great year next year, he comes back, maybe his final year, or has one more year, and then goes in the draft, maybe he is a first-round, early second-round pick, and that's $20 to $30 million right there. So that is the good news component of the whole quarterback situation. How could this impact Penn State if Drew gets injured in the playoff? That could be just a nightmare scenario. Ethan Grunkmeyer was a highly rated quarterback recruit, went to the Elite 11 QB Academy, did very well. But Ethan Grunkmeyer hasn't played you got to figure if he had was forced into a playoff situation, there'd be a huge, huge, huge learning curve. So as much as we may want to gripe right now about how disruptive it is and ridiculous it is in college football for players to leave a team before the playoff, goodness, what happens if Drew Aller gets injured and they don't even have Bo Prabhupada to step in as a backup? That could be a disastrous situation.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Stand by for a big announcement. The year is coming to an end. J&P Automart is celebrating with a huge end-of-year blowout. The lowest prices of the year are happening now at J&P Automart. Come in during December and save big on your new ride. J&P Automart has one of the largest inventories of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Central PA. They've been in business for over 60 years with big savings. It's the end-of-year blowout at J&P Automart, Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. You want to join me here before we head out? 946-0435. We did not talk much Steelers today. Eagles really took it to Steelers yesterday. I'm not surprised. We'll get into this a whole bunch on the Black and Gold Breakdown show tomorrow. George Pickens didn't play. The Steelers just don't have good wide receivers, and that's a concern. I think the Steelers have a good football team, but Pickens has been out with the hamstring. You take him off the field, I don't really think they even have a legitimate number two NFL receiver. Calvin Austin had 5 catches for 65 yards. Good game for him. But Calvin Austin's got 28 catches total this year. I think he's a number three. Van Jefferson had 1 catch for no yards. He's got 19 catches. He's a number three or four. So I'm not terribly surprised by what happened yesterday. The Eagles have an outstanding team. That's their 10th consecutive win, franchise record. Steelers, if you don't have playmakers on the outside, you know, Russell Wilson, 128 yards passing, 56 yards rushing total. Najee Harris, 14 yards. Russell Wilson, 13 yards. Jalen Warren, 12 yards. They just couldn't do anything. They couldn't do it. I'm really looking forward to hearing Kreider tomorrow pound the Steelers. But, again, I'm being a little cautious, getting too hypercritical because, again, George Pickens didn't play. This team without George Pickens, you just have to change your expectations. Steelers only had 10 first downs, 163 total yards. Eagles had 26 first downs, 401 total yards. But the problem is, again, this isn't just a Pickens. The organization knew all along it had these wide receiver issues, and they've just not gone out and done anywhere near enough. They did make the trade for Mike Williams. He had a catch yesterday for 15 yards. So he's up to now, what, three catches for the Steelers. So they haven't utilized him really. So, well, you know, the fact that they think they're going to go to battle week in and week out with this group and know George Pickens and have much of a chance, you have to have your defense play basically a perfect game if that's going to happen. And that's just difficult to do. So, we'll get into that a whole bunch more tomorrow. James Franklin did talk about the playoff and everything. We've got a lot of good discussion this week on how far can Penn State go? Can this team win a national championship? How far do they have to go for this season to be considered a success? I think they got to win two games, given the fact that those two games were SMU and Boise, two games they're favored in. If they lose one of those games, I think the season ends in very, very disappointing fashion. We'll get into all that tomorrow. Have a good night, folks.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC.